USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand of New York has made it official. She posts a video this morning that says she is running for the White House in 2020.
Our anthem calls America the home of the brave. The lyrics first pose it as a question. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave? It asks, will brave win? Well, it hasn't always, and it isn't right now. Brave doesn't pit people against each other. Brave doesn't put money over lives. Brave doesn't spread hate. Cloud truth. Build a wall.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden makes a slip of the tongue at a Saturday appearance, suggesting he'll be announcing soon.
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States. If anybody who would run.
USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The Prime Minister of New Zealand admits that she was emailed a manifesto by the alleged shooter at two mosques just minutes before Friday's terrorist attacks. Jacinda Ardern saying during a Saturday news conference the email did not include any specifics that would have helped police stop the attacks. She said within minutes of it being read, security officials were notified. At least 50 people were killed in the shootings. Climate change, the subject of huge protests involving kids around the world on Friday. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
School children across the globe walked out of class and demanded lawmakers take a stand on the issue. Emma Kohler is in Alameda, California.
There's so many educated, brilliant people in the world, and they're not, and they know about the crisis. We have largely discovered the science, but we aren't actually doing enough about it. We're just sitting here kind of waiting for someone else to fix the problem.
In Washington, protesters spoke in front of a large banner which read, "We don't want to die."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Flooding in the Midwest claiming the lives of at least three people so far. The Missouri River causing big problems in Iowa and Nebraska. In Nebraska, those three deaths took place. One person killed by failing to heed evacuation orders. Another died when he drove his vehicle onto a flooded road. And the third person died when he was swept away while trying to tow a trapped vehicle. The river's not expected to crest in Brownsville, Nebraska until Tuesday at over 47 feet, which will be higher than it's ever been. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers saying they seized about 1 million pounds of pork being smuggled in from China. The agency says that pork was found in a warehouse in Elizabeth, New Jersey, after coming through the port at Newark. The pork is prohibited as China is currently dealing with an outbreak of African swine fever, a virus that's killed more than 1 million pigs in China. And if the virus got loose in the U.S., officials say it could cause as much as $10 billion in damage. The pork was smuggled in through various means, including packages of ramen and laundry detergent. It's all going to be incinerated now. And a Hillsborough, California woman who modeled her home and front yard after the Flintstones house is now being sued by the town. Town officials claim it's all a big public nuisance. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.